Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin, Daf Chav Dalad, and we will begin on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amid, towards the bottom of the Amid. Before we begin our shiur, we need to review a Gemara that we learned in Masechta Yevamos. The Gemara teaches us that Chazal were very lenient in regarding accepting testimony that someone had died. And therefore, even though normally we need two Edim, even if one Ed testifies that a man had died, or even if a person's wife says that my husband died, the woman is believed. And as the Gemara Masechta Yevamos explained, the reason Chazal were so lenient, it's something that will be seen if the husband is, people say he's dead and then he shows up, it's clear that there was a lie. Furthermore, Isha Daiko Mintzaba, a woman recognizes the repercussions of getting remarried, for if her first husband is truly alive and she got remarried and her first husband shows up, the halacha is Taitse Mizeh Mizeh, she may not remain married to the second husband, nor may she go back to the first husband. And therefore, Chazal were quite lenient in accepting testimony about someone's death. However, the Gemara in Masechta Yevamos taught us, Chamesh Nashim, there are five women who are listed in the Mishnah that we're about to learn amidst Hashem, who we are not lenient regarding their testimony about a husband's death, for they have a particular hatred towards the wife, and therefore we have to be concerned that they're saying testimony that the husband died really is not a true testimony, it's just to hurt this woman. However, says the Mishnah, Af Hanoshim, She'ena Namonos Loyme Meisbala, even women who are not to be trusted to say that a husband died, in our situation, Namonos Lahavi Yiskita, they are trusted to bring a get. Who are these women? Says the Mishnah Chamoisa, a mother-in-law. There's typically some animosity between a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law, particularly because the mother-in-law feels that since Midaraisa, a son inherits, not anyone, not a wife. So if her husband is going to die, her daughter-in-law will eat and receive all of the inheritance that she might have worked hard towards receiving. Bas Chamoisai is her mother-in-law's daughter, also a very similar situation where the mother-in-law's daughter is not going to get any Yerusha Midaraisa, and she and the wife, given that she's the wife of this son, will get Yerusha. Tsarasa is co-wives, there's an animosity between the two wives of one man. V'yevimta is a sister-in-law who, if this woman's husband will die without children, she will now stand to Yibum to her sister-in-law's husband, and therefore she is a potential tzara, and therefore there's animosity. Ubaspala, her husband's daughter, her stepdaughter, again, she feels that her mother worked and this woman is enjoying the hard work of her mother. The Mefarshim point out that even though nowadays there is no situation of tzarasa, for a man may not marry two wives, nor is there a situation of yevimta, because yibum is not done nowadays, only chalitza. And even in the times of Chazal, the case of Yevimta was not always applicable, because let's say a couple had children, so the chances that they would ever be tzorois is very remote. Still, Chazal said that these women are not to be trusted to say testimony under all circumstances. Chazal established that there is a sinner here, and they can't be trusted. Even though the Paiskim do point out that we only say this halacha, this concept that we just explained, we only say it l'chumra, not l'kula. What do I mean? That the halacha is that these women, the halacha is that even though normally two women may not be mesiache, may not be together with a man, the halacha is these women can be together. And again, the reason is, as we just explained, since there is this natural animosity that exists. Say the Paiskim that nowadays the cases specifically by Tzorosa and Yevimta we just explained where that natural animosity doesn't exist, Yibum Yichud would not be mutter. That's L'chumra. To rely on this animosity to allow Yibum, to allow Yichud, we can't. But on the other hand, to say that this, to be Mekel by saying something is different nowadays, we can't. We only could be Machma. Ma ben get l'misa. Ask the Mishnah, why by get do we trust these women, and by Misa we do not trust these women to say that the husband died? Says the Mishnah, shaksav mechir, because by get we have a document corroborating their testimony. Says the Mishnah, he sh'atzma mevi eskita, a woman may herself bring the get, avachet tzricha loymer, as long as a woman can bring her own get, avachet tzricha loymer, as long as she's careful to say, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, and we'll learn in the Gemara exactly what are the circumstances that the woman is, that we're referring to. The Noida Behuda points out, based on this last din of our Mishnah, that a concept that we've discussed previously, we see from here, he says, that saying b'fanei nechtav, nechtam, is not to be considered like a regular testimony of witnesses. Because we know that as far as a witness is concerned, a witness that's on the gay bedava, a witness that has something personally at stake, cannot be a kosher witness. So here, certainly the woman has something at stake when she says b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. It's her get. So how could she say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam? From here we see that this is not to be considered the same as all other circumstances, and it's not considered a regular hagodas edus, a regular testimony, and therefore a woman can say b'fanei nechtam regarding her very own get. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah says that these five women with typically an animosity there, may say b'fanei nechtav, may bring a get. Ask the Gemara, for Tanya, there's a brisa that says k'shem sheinu ne'emanus lo'ma meispala, just like these five women are not to believe to say that the woman's husband died, k'ach ein ne'emanus lo'migita, they're not to be trusted to bring a get. So how do we reconcile the Mishnah and the brisa? Amar Rav Yosef, responds Rav Yosef, like Hasha. Kamba Oretz, the Mishnah speaking about a get that's being delivered in Eretz Yisrael. Kamba Chutz Loretz, and the Brice is referring to a get that's being delivered in Chutz Loretz. But Oretz, in Eretz Yisrael, the Lav Adiburu Didokos Samchinen, would not relying on any testimony that she's saying, because as we have been learning, in Eretz Yisrael, b'fanei nechtam doesn't have to be said. That's why all she's doing is just delivering the get. Mehemna, so that far we can trust her. However, b'chutz l'artz, the bur the dark samchinen, we're relying on our testimony, because when a get is brought from chutz l'artz, b'fanei nechtam must be said, we can't trust her. And as the mefarshim explain Rabbi Yosef's opinion, the only concern we would have in Eretz Yisrael is that the woman deliberately forged a get. To be concerned that a woman would deliberately forge a get, l'ziyuf l'chashinan, we don't have to be concerned for that. Particularly since, as the Ksav Sofer says, forgery is something that's very easily found out, and therefore we don't have to be worried for ziyuf. However, to say b'fanei nechtam, that is some sort of a testimony, and these women that have the animosity cannot be trusted to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. Amar Abaye, Amalei Abaye, Abaye says adrabba, Ifcha Mestabra. Abai says just the opposite. Be'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, the Osa Baal Ma'arer, since in Eretz Yisrael, b'fanei nechtam, doesn't have to be said, and therefore, there is a situation that if b'fanei nechtam wasn't said, and then the husband's going to come and say that there's something wrong with the get, since there was no b'fanei nechtam said previously, mashbichinim ba, we'll pay attention to what he says. So there, eklameima v'kakula kamachavna. So there, it's possible to say that the woman intended to create a terrible situation for his wife, bring the get, not have to say b'fanei nechtam because it's Eretz Yisrael. The wife will assume that she's divorced, get married based on this get, and then the husband will come and say that the get is not an authentic get. He will be believed because b'fanei nechtam wasn't said, and therefore, like Mehemna, we don't trust these women to bring the get, for we have concern that they're going to do things to harm this woman. However, b'chutzlaretz, the aser baal ma'arim, in chutzlaretz, even if the husband were to come and claim something wrong with the get, since b'fanei nechtam was already said, we won't pay any attention to this woman because the get was already confirmed through the saying of b'fanei nechtam. Mehemnan, that's why we trust the woman, even though theoretically the woman could have forged the get and then she'll say b'fanei nechtam all with the goal of hurting this woman. It's not really something that we're concerned about, says the Rashba, since the husband isn't going to remarry. So these women who do not like the wives of this husband, for the reasons we explained in the Mishnah, will not have gained anything. And therefore, we allow the get to be delivered to these women, as long as they say, b'fanei nechtam. Tanya kavos debayim. And there's a brayse that seems to corroborate Abaye's position that the case of our Mishnah in which these women are trusted are cases where the get is being delivered from chutz laretz, where b'fanei nechtam is being said. Because Rav Shimon ben Elazar omer mishum Rav Akiva, eisha nemenes lavi gita v'kav v'chaima. A woman herself can bring a get, and her own get, because we could say the following kav v'chaima. O man noshim sh'omer chachomim. If regarding the women that we learned in our Mishnah, Chazal taught us, Ein an amonis loyma meisbala, can't be trusted to say that this woman's husband died. Still, as we just learned, namonis lahavi gita, they are to be trusted when they bring this woman's get. The woman herself, who, as we explained in the Mishnah, is namonis loyma meisbala, is trusted to say that her husband died. Ein adin she namonis lahavi gita, she certainly should be trusted to say that she's trusted to be bringing her own get. Ask the Maram Shif, why does this Manda Omer have to speak in creating this Kavachoymer, compare this woman to the Chamesh Noshim? Why don't we make a simpler Kavachoymer? If this woman is trusted to say that her husband died, where there is no document corroborating what she said, certainly she should be trusted to say that this is her get, where there is a document corroborating. Why do we have to bring in the Chamesh Noshim? Says the Ram Shif, from where do we see that the fact that there's a document is a reason to believe the person? From the case of Chamesh Noshim, who are typically not believed, but are believed in this situation. So we see that the fact that there's a document makes a difference from the case of Chamesh Noshim. And that's why this Gemara includes them in this Kavachayma. That makes the Gemara's point. Makom Shabbos, from the case that we want to learn a Kavachayma, that a woman is allowed to bring her get, Ma'ala Haloin, Tzricha Shiyomru, B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam, just as those women have to say B'fanei Nechtam, Afhi, Tzricha Shtaymer, B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. The Braisa clearly mentions that the case where the Chamesh Noshim are trusted is in a case where they said b'fanei nechtam. Amar of Ashi, Masnisa Namideka. Our Mishnah also could corroborate this point. Diktani, Hayish Atzma Veigata, a woman herself brings a get, Vacha Tzricha Loima, but she has to say Befari Nechtam, Befari Nechtam. Shmamina, we see that our Mishnah is referring to a case where Befari Nechtam is being said, by the case when the woman brings her own get. So similarly, we will say that the case of Befari Nechtam, the case where the Chamesh Noshim are bringing the get, is also a case where Befari Nechtam was said. Rabbi Yosef. And now ask the Gemara, we need to understand Rabbi Yosef's opinion. Because according to Rabbi Yosef, the case of the Chamesh Noshim in our Mishnah is a case where the get is being brought in Eretz Yisrael, where Befari Nechtam isn't said. So now we need to follow, according to Rabbi Yosef, the understanding of the Mishnayos. Reisha. The Mishnah we learned yesterday in Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph that says that a Suma, a blind person, can't bring a get, the Gemara explained, is referring to a case where Befari Nechtam has to be said. And that's why he can't bring the get, because he's not qualified to say Befari Nechtam. The next, our Mishnah, the first case of our Mishnah, the Chamesh Noshim, Rabbi Yosef is explaining, is referring where Befari Nechtam is not said. Then we go back to the next case of the Mishnah, where the woman brings her own get, and we're explaining that she does have to say Befari Nechtam. So according to Rabbi Yosef, it's difficult to understand the sequence of the Mishnayos. First it's referring to a case where Befari Nechtam has to be said, then it's referring to a situation where it doesn't have to be said, and then it's referring to a situation where it does have to be said. How do we understand the sequence? In, says Rabbi Yosef, yes, that's the way we have to understand the Mishnayos. That the ratio, that the Mishnah with the Suma bringing it again, the Sefer, and this the end of our Mishnah, are all referring to Chutz Laaretz, where Befari Nechtam, Befari Nechtam must be said. Metziyasa, the middle case, where the woman is bringing her own get, is referring to a situation where Befari Nechtam does not have to be said. Ask the Gemara, Mamai, why would Rabbi Yosef explain the Mishnayos in such a fashion that doesn't really seem to make sense? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef was forced to say it. Midiktani, because what did our Mishnah say? The Ma ben get la Misa. What is the difference between get and Misa? That by a get, the woman is the Chamesh Noshim are trusted, and by Misa the Chamesh Noshim are not trusted. The answer was the Mishnah gave Shiksav Bechiach, because by get there's a document corroborating what she is saying. But the way Abai explains the Mishnah, it's not just the document which is corroborating her position, it's what she's saying. That she's saying Befari Nechtam, as we explained, that's really what makes the difference. So why didn't the Gemara, if that's the point of our Mishnah, why did the Mishnah omit it? So it must be because our Mishnah is not referring to a situation where Befari Nechtam has to be said. How will Abaya respond to this point that Rav Yosef is making? So Rashi says, because really, in both cases, even in the case of the death, there is some peh, there is some mouth, because the woman is declaring that her husband had died. So to say that so in both cases there is declaration. So to say that there's peh only by a get, and there is no peh by a Misa is incorrect, because of course there is peh, of course there is declaration, because she's saying that her husband died. So that's why the Mishnah didn't say that here there is peh and here there isn't peh. However, Reb Yosef says that that's not an adequate answer. Why isn't it an adequate answer? Because Reb Yosef says that the peh of a get is different than the peh of Misa. And by Misa, all she's doing is declaring that her husband passed away. By get, it's not just that she's declaring that this is a get. She's also adding according to Abaya, befaring nechtam, befaring nechtam, which we're saying is such an important element. And the fact that the Mishnah omits it, it must be because the Mishnah is not referring, as Rabbi Yosef holds, to a case of befaring nechtam, befaring nechtam. Says the Gemara, he she'atzma v'yigita, a woman herself could bring her own get, and it's accepted, as long as she says, befaring nechtam, befaring nechtam. Ask the Gemara, isha, the woman, as soon as she receives the get, igrishalo. And as the Ran, and we're going to explain the Gemara according to the opinion of the Ran says that why did Chazal tell us that b'farin nechtam has to be said? So Ran says that Chazal required that b'farin nechtam be said in order that we make sure that in order that we should be concerned that the husband, after he divorces his wife, may change his mind. So if he knows that the get is final, if we know that the get is final, so there's no reason to be concerned. The husband is not recognizes that the show is over, so to speak. However, if the get is not final, because he sent the get and only when it arrives will it be final, we always have to be concerned that the husband will then change his mind, and that's why, and he's going to come to make claims against the get, and that's why Chazal instituted that b'farin nechtam has to be said. However, if the woman herself received the get, so she's divorced. Once she's divorced, there is no concern, as the Ran just taught us, that he's going to regret the situation. In his mind, it's over. So why does she have to say mefani nechta, mefani nechta? Amr Afuna, says Afuna, but Omer, our Mishnah is referring to a situation where the husband said, like Tiskarshiba Elbaf Nebez Nepalini, the get should not be effective until you arrive and are divorced in that Bezdin. Says the Gemara, fine. However, Saif Kimat Yahasim, as soon as she arrives and that Bezdin, Igrushaba, she's automatically divorced. And again, if we follow the Ran's explanation, that will again make the husband not think about contesting this get, because in his mind, as soon as she gets there, she's going to be automatically divorced. So why would he try to contest it? It's already all over. El Amar Afuna by Menoch Mishmeder of Achmed Rika, Damala, Amish is referring to a situation that he said to her, Kimatis Hasam, when you arrive in Etzisrael, the get was being brought from Bavel, from Chutzlar to Etzisrael, she told her, Asnache Arab Shakli, put it on the ground and pick it up. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case that we're referring to, then the get should be invalid. This is a situation where a husband tells a wife, pick up your get from the floor. V'amar Rava, and we're going to learn later in our Masechta, that Rava teaches us, if a husband tells a wife, just pick up the get from the ground, the get is not valid. And the reason the get in such a circumstance is not valid, because the Torah requires that the get be given from the husband to the wife, nasim biyada. He has to give it to her. Here where she's being told, pick up the get from the ground, so it's not a situation of a nasan, of the get being given, and therefore the get is not a valid get. So that can't be the case of the Mishnah. El de Amala is referring to a situation that he told her, have a shlich lailach ad matis hasam. You should be a shlich lailacha to deliver this get until you arrive in the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. V'chimatus hasam, and when you arrive at the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, have a shlich l'kabbala, you turn into a shlich l'kabbala, the kabbali is kitech, to accept your get. And the Meiri asks the obvious question. Why would somebody go through such a difficult story? He's telling his wife, you don't be divorced, be a shlich lailacha, and then be shlich lakabbalah. Why would a husband put his wife through such a situation? Says the Meiri. As we learned in the previous Gemara, there is a tremendous advantage when b'fani nechtam is said, because that prevents the get from being contested. The husband, wants to create a situation where b'fani nechta will have to be said, to give the get, the strength that b'fani nechta brings to it. Ask the Gemara, but that shouldn't be acceptable, such a situation. Because v'loi chazru shlichus etza abal. This is an unacceptable shlichus, because it's a shlichus which cannot return to the husband. And we find the machloikus rishonim, what does it mean, loi chazru shlichus etza abal? Rashi says that the concern is that this woman, after she is the shlich lahilacha, now receives the get, and she becomes a party to the receiving of the get. A person who becomes a party to the actual act cannot be considered a shliach. It's not a valid shliach. That's what Rashi explains. Tosfos explains that the concern here is that a shliach has to be able, after he completes a shlichus, to go back and say, I have accomplished my shlichus. Here, this woman who's a shliach lahilacha cannot do that, because after she completes her party, her job of being a shliach lahilacha, she becomes a shliach lekabbalah, and so therefore she's busy now being a shliach lekabbalah, so to speak, and she can't go back to saying she's a shliach to her mishalech to say I accomplished my job. The Ritva explains that it's like a situation that we just learned in the previous Gemara of Tli Gitech Melgab Karka, that since it didn't come directly from the husband, it's similar to the situation of Tli Gitech Melgab Karka, which we learned is invalid. The Meiri and the Rishash explain the Gemara as follows. They say that a shliach lahilacha takes over the place of the husband. A husband could only give the get or appoint a shliach lahilacha. If the woman is the shliach lahilacha, she's taking the place of the husband. And if the husband can't be a shliach lekabbalah, she too can no longer be a shliach lekabbalah. So that can't be pshat of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says the Amala, the case will be, have a shliach lahilacha ad the matas hasam. You be a shliach lahilacha until you arrive in Eretz Yisrael, the chimatas hasam, and when you arrive in Eretz Yisrael, shave shliach lekabbalah. Go appoint someone else to be the shliach lekabbalah. Ask the Gemara, hanicha lemandamer. This would be an acceptable explanation according to the opinion that holds isha oisa shliach lekabbalah skita, that a woman can appoint a person to be a shliach lekabbalah even without the husband's consent. However, elamanda omar, ain isa oisa shliach lekabel gita, a woman can't appoint a shliach lekabbalah miyat shliach bala from the husband's shliach. Only the husband must consent to her appointment of a shliach lekabbalah. So here, it wasn't the husband isn't there appointing and accepting her as a shliach lekabbalah. Mayik lemeimer. So how could such a situation work? Answers the Gemara. Tamamai. Why did Chazal say that you can't, a woman can't appoint a shliach lekabbalah without the husband's consent? Mishum dikah b'zayin d'bal. A husband may not be satisfied that someone else is aware of the divorce. It brings a lot of people into the picture, and it causes him embarrassment. However, hacha, here, obviously, the husband doesn't care, because it was the husband that said, bow like cupid. It was the husband that created this entire situation where he said that the woman should appoint a shliach lekabbalah. So the reason that normally applies why a woman cannot appoint a shliach lekabbalah without the husband's consent doesn't apply in this situation. Says the Gemara, Tanich leman d'amar, this explanation works according to the opinion that holds that you can't appoint a shliach lekabbalah without the husband's consent, because mesum the bezayin the baal. And here, obviously, there is no bezayin the baal, because it was the husband that wanted this. However, asked the Gemara, Elaman the Omim Shimchatsera Habolach Mikan. The man the Omim that says that the reason a Shlich Kabbalah cannot be appointed without the husband's consent is because it's a concern of Chatsera Habolach Mikan. My Iklameima. What does Chatsera Habolach Mikan mean? As we learned, the husband has to give the get to the wife. One of the ways that that is acceptable is by putting the get in the wife's chotzer. But what is not acceptable is to put the get in someone else's chotzer, and then afterwards the woman will receive ownership of that chotzer. So, says the Gemara, if the situation of a shlich l'kabbalah is similar to a case of chatzera haba lach mekan, and therefore Chazal, because they were concerned that people would think that a chatzera haba lach mekan is valid, said that a shlich l'kabbalah cannot be appointed without the husband's consent. So, if that's the case, we're back to where we started. How could a shlich l'kabbalah be appointed in our case where it's not the husband himself giving the get to the shlich l'kabbalah? So he says the Gemara, the case of our Mishnah is Domala, where he told her, Havei shlich l'locha ad matas hasam. You should be a shlich l'locha until you arrive in Eretz Yisrael. V'chimatas hasam, when you get there, shavish shlich l'locha, appoint a second shlich l'locha to continue bringing the get, the kavlech has gitim, and then you'll receive the get from him. So here we have a case that a shlich l'kabbalah is not being appointed, nor is the shlichus being ended. It's not a problem of ein chazer shlichus l'bala. B'boy seima, another way of explaining, d'amalot, havei shlich l'alach ad d'matas hasam, you be a shlich l'malach until you get to Eretz Yisrael, v'chimatas hasam, when you get there, amei kamei beidina, say in front of Bezdin, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, and then your job will be over, u'mashvi beidina shliach, and then the Bezdin will appoint a second individual to be the shliach, v'leis v'neilech, and then the get will be given to you through that second shliach. Most Rishonim hold that there really is no practical nafkamina between the two terutzim that the Gemara just gave, just giving us two ways of explaining our Mishnah. However, Tosfos seems to say that there is a nafkamina, and what Tosfos says is very much consistent with the Meiri that we quoted earlier. Tosfos says that the case of our Gemara, the difference is that in the first case, she's only going to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, when she actually receives the get from the second shlich l'haylocha. And that's the moment that the get is effective. According to the second teretz, she's saying b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, when she gives the get to Bezdin, even though that's before the get is actually being effective, because the get's only going to be effective later when the second shlich l'haylocha gives it to her. And that's why the first teretz is somewhat better, because we always want b'fani nechtam to be said when the get is at the moment that the get is being made effective. Hanun lacha mevi get, hanun lacha mevi get, hanun lacha mevi get. Says the Mishnah. Our Mishnah begins to teach us the halachas of lishma. Says the Mishnah, kol get shenichtav shloi lishem isha, if the get was not written lishma, it's possible. Why does the Mishnah use the words kol get? Says the Chasam Sofer. There are situations where a husband must divorce a wife. So we would say that in such situations, it's certainly considered lishma automatically. Because what's the reason, he explains, that the Torah requires lishma? Because we don't know, a husband and wife don't have to get divorced. It's only lishma when he's specifically told, when he specifically says that he wants to divorce the wife, is the get valid. Here where they have to get divorced, I would think that lishma is not required. That's why it says, kol get shenichtav shloi lishem isha, every get has to be written lishma. The halacha is not only that the name of the wife has to be written lishma, but even the name of the husband has to be written lishma. Furthermore, there's a machloikis. When we speak about lishma, what does that mean? Some say that in Machlokes Rishonim, that the husband, the decipher, and the Edom must specifically say that the get is being written l'shma. Other Rishonim disagree, and they say that even if they didn't specify explicitly that the get is being written l'shma, as long as they were instructed and they had that in mind, it's enough. The Pnei Yeshua wants to say that our Mishnah is a proof that the Sefer and the Edom do not have to verbalize, because if the halacha were that articulating the Lishma is required, so why didn't our Mishnah mention that as one of the situations where the get would be possible if it wasn't articulated? Obviously, it's not absolutely essential that the Lishma be articulated, which is the way most Paiskin Paskin, that L'chatchila, the Sefer and the Edom should articulate the Lishma, but with the Evid, if they didn't, it would be acceptable. It's interesting that the Beis Shmuel, however, holds that saying Lishma is essential, and if the Sefer did not say it, the get is possible even with the Evid. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah now gives us a number of situations where the get would be invalid. The get would be invalid because of missing the Lishma. Hay Ivan Bishuk. A man was walking in the street, Bishama called Seifer Makram, and he heard Seifer writing. Ish Pliny, a man with this name, Begarish is Pliny from Makim Pliny, is divorcing a woman from this place. Vomer. And he says, interesting. Zeshmi v'zeshem ishti. This is my name and this is my wife's name. The loch is Pasul Garishma. The get cannot be used for Gerishim. So Mefarshim asks, there's a different problem. Haven't we learned that the husband has to appoint the Sefer as a Shliach, and here he wasn't appointed as a Shliach, so that should disqualify the get. So the Mefarshim say that has to be included in the Mishnah, that is part of the disqualification. Yes, McCain, another situation. Cost of Lagarish Ashishtai. Somebody wrote a get that he wants to divorce his wife. Nimlach, and he changed his mind. Matzah ben Irav Amalai, he met somebody else in the city and he told him, Shmi Kishimcha, we have the same name. B'shem Ishti Kishem Ishtecha, and our wives have the same names. The halach is, Pas Lagarishpa, this get cannot be used to divorce. Yes, McCain, another situation. Hayilah Shtei Noshim, a man had two wives, Ushmei same Shavas, with the same name. Cost of Lagarish Ashishtai, and he originally wrote the get in order to divorce the older wife. He can't use it to divorce the younger wife. The Shas HaChuz with Tzel HaChachma points out that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says in the Tzavah that a man should not take a second wife. That means if the first wife died or was divorced, he shouldn't take a second wife that has the same name as his first wife. Yet here our Mishnah teaches us that a man can have at the same time two wives with the same name. Yes, McCain. One more case. Write the get that whichever one if I decide to use the get for should be divorced. The halach is pasul garishpa. He can't use the get for divorce. The Pais can point out that even though all these situations invalidate a get, that would not be the halacha for a regular shtar, because a regular shtar doesn't require lishma. If somebody wrote he wants to divorce his wife and Nimlach, and he changed his mind, says the Gemara that, and since the get wasn't to use, and he finds another man with the same get, the halach with the same names, the get can't be used. Says the Gemara, El Reish B'mai. The Gemara and the Havamin is assuming that the first case is the same case where he asked the cipher to write a get, and then the cipher. He decides not to divorce his wife, and he wants a different couple to use it. So what's the difference between the first case and the second case? Amra Papa, the difference is like this. The first case is talking about Sefer Asuyin L'Slam Reskinan. The Sefer are learning. They're learning how to write. So the get was not written L'Shma at all. Just Sefer picked names to write a get, and they happen to be the names of this person. And then the get is possible. Omer Vashi must take a nami. The ton is soifer makrim. Where the Mishnah speaks about soifer dictating to each other. That means that there's a soifer teaching his students. For like ton is soifer kairim, that they're writing for themselves. Shema mina. First case of a Mishnah is where soiferim are just writing gittin for practice. And it turns out that it happens to be the same get. So now the Mishnah mentioned, as we learned, four cases of examples of shaloi lishma. And obviously, if the Mishnah teaches us four cases, there must be a chiddush, something new to learn in each case that we would have not have learned from the previous case. And the Gemara analyzes that. My yes, McCain. What does every case teach that the previous case didn't teach? Tanber Shmo. In the first case, as we just learned, the get wasn't written for the sake of divorce at all. It was only written for practice. But even in the second case, where the get was written to an effect a divorce, still, if it wasn't written for this specific couple, possible. The lawyer says, in the second case, the get wasn't written for this person, for this man's marriages. But even when the get was written for his marriages, just for a different wife, possible. And furthermore, where it wasn't written for this wife, where it was written for this wife, because ultimately the man says to the cipher, this is the wife I meant all along, still it's possible. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, from where do we indeed know that this is the halacha? Says the Gemara, if the Torah said v'nosin save krisis biyada, have mina, I would say l'mutaher kama. I would say that the first case where this document wasn't written as a divorce is the law of the shame krisis. It's not a valid get. However, av cost of l'garis ishtoi, in a case where it was written as a get, v'nimlach, and then he just changed his mind that it should be used for a different wife, the of the shame krisis, a makosher, that should be a kosher get. Kasav Rachman of a Kasav, that's why the Torah writes for Kasav, that it isn't. And he Kasav Rachman of a Kasav, have mina hide the loy yuka Kasavla. In the second case, it wasn't this husband requesting that the get be written. Avo Yeshla Shtei Noshim. In the third case, where we're dealing with a man with two wives with the same name, Diuka Kasavla, that he is the one that's requesting that the get be written. Aim a Kasher, I should say that the get is Kasher. Kasav Rachman of law, that's why the Torah used the word law, Lishma. Ask the Gemara the Sefer Lamali. So why do I need the last case? To teach us a concept that we're going to discuss more tomorrow, the Ein Breira, that we can't rely on retroactive designation to say that this is the woman, this is the wife that he meant all along. So the second case, or the third case of the Mishnah was, Kasav L'garish is a Gdaila. If a man asks the Sefer to write a get because he wants to use it for his older wife, he can't then change his mind and use it for the younger wife. Says the Gemara, this get cannot be used as a valid get for the younger wife. Hogdoila, for the older wife, it would be an effective get. Amar Rava, says Rava, from here we learn, Gemara Masechta Mabasa teaches us this Gemara. If there are two men in the same city with the exact same name, they could be malvis to take out a shtar. In other words, the two people with my name, with the same name, Yosef ben Shimon in the city, the halacha is that each one of them can be a malva, and when he approaches the loiva, he can't tell the loiva can't say, you're not my malva, the other Yosef ben Shimon is my malva. That would not be acceptable. Similarly, in our Gemara, because the Malva in Masechta Bava Basra is like the wife in Masechta Gittin. They both have this document as proof of their status. The Malva is proof that the money is owed to him. The wife as proof that she is divorced. So if this is a valid get in Masechta Gittin, it's a valid shtar in Masechta Bava Basra. If we're going to compare the two cases, Reisha D'Ktani, in the first case in the Mishnah, where one man said to another, Shmi Kishimcha, we have identical names, and our wives have identical names. The halach is Pasul Garishpa. So the halach is, Shenu D'Loi Matzim Garishpa. The first husband who wrote the get wrote it properly. And if he wanted, he could use that get to divorce his wife. It's only the second person who cannot use that get. Harishin, the first person, Matz Megarish Pa. Vamrinin, V'lo Yochel, Ach Yochel, L'Hoytze Elayim Shtar Choyf. That let's say there are two loivis in the city that have the same name, Yosef ben Shimon. There we say Hamoitz Mechavera Olav Araya. And if the malva approaches one of them, the halacha would be that he would not have to pay the money, because they'll say it's the other Yosef ben Shimon that owes you the money. So why over here would it be valid when you have two people with the same name? A get cannot be compared to shtar choiv, because a get we have edim asira, and our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Lezer that we rely on edim asira, who could tell us who is the specific wife and who is the specific woman, man. So in the third case, we're also dealing with an edim asira and Rabbi Lezer here, but it can't be approved to a case of a shtar choiv where there are no edim asira. Our Gemara that we just learned discusses a situation where there are two people in a city with the exact same name. And in fact, the Rishonim say that originally Gittin were given somewhat publicly, because if there was a situation, especially in larger cities, where there were people with the same name, we have to be concerned who is the true person getting divorced. So that's why we gave the get publicly, and we had the Edom Asira that our Gemara just identified, showing who is the husband and the wife that are getting divorced. However, nowadays, that Gittin are not given publicly, and we even live in larger cities where there's a greater concern that there are husband, that there are couples with the same names. Why don't we have this concern? So the Tshuvas Van Hogge says that our Bizman Azeh, the minig is that right after the get is given, they rip up the get. So the concern that the get fell and a different woman picked it up from a different marriage, from a different couple, doesn't exist, because nowadays the getten are torn up right after they're given. And this is in fact one of the reasons that that is the custom nowadays. And therefore, even in places where there might be concern that there are people with the same name, we don't have to worry, and the get would be valid.